past donations from the station. We're going to have them shipped right to you. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. It's critical that you get on the phone and make that phone call. It's the time of giving, and we need to hear from you. 212-209-2950.
And you're tuned to 99.5 FM, WBAI, WBAI.org on the web. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's 7 o'clock here in New York City at this wonderful commercial-free radio station. Coming up next, what's going on with your host, Frenchie Davis.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today.
Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me,
sister,
with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday, February 7th, here on WBAI New York. I am your host this Tuesday and every Tuesday morning. Happy February 8th, good people. Happy February 8th. What is going on? It's not only Black History Month, but we are also celebrating Creative Romance Month. We are celebrating Body Awareness Month in February. We are also celebrating International Boost Self-Esteem Month. And yesterday was National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Shout out to all my survivors. Shout out to all of my workers who supported the HIV epidemic. We have come so far with HIV. So I just want to shout out all the supporters, all the team members, all the HIV outreach teams. I know you're out there working very, very hard for your clients. And I just want to shout out the community. Also, it's National Condom Week. Yes, you know, make sure no matter what age, you are not only protecting your body, but that you are protecting your heart. So that is very important. That is what is going on. And so I know we could discuss the Olympics. We could discuss the ridiculous gas prices this morning. We could discuss U.S. meddling in Ukraine and Russia's business. That is not our business. We could also say rest in power to Todd Gitlin, who was a prominent anti-war and campus activist of the 1960s. He drew upon his experiences and influenced many others as an author. He was a sociologist. He was an educator. And he passed away. But I got to say, Gitlin was a one-term president for the Students for a Democratic Society, one of the leading campus organizations of the 60s. And he also helped organize one of the first major protests against the Vietnam War. That was in Washington, D.C. in 1965. He also later deferred with some on the leftover cancel culture. Todd Gitlin was 79 years young, and I just want to give a shout out to Todd Gitlin and those who loved him. I can also talk about how former President Donald Trump is being his special self, who recently told a mostly white crowd at a rally in Texas that his legal woes are the fault of Black prosecutors. Isn't that a hoot? He called racist. Trump repeated his charges of racism to underscore his contention that he couldn't possibly be treated fairly by Black officials who are leading Trump investigations in New York and Georgia. Trump's words echo, of course, with longstanding racist tropes. Oh, Trumpy. You know, that Black people and other minorities are taking power. I really wish that were true. I really wish that were true. And that they will exact revenge on white people, or at the very least treat white people as they have been treated. But today, good people, what's going on? 1 week from today will be Valentine's Day, and as a sexologist, I would be wrong if I didn't help you out and share support before this day. So many of you who love to hate this day, I'm going to give you a reason to not hate this day. And since I won't get to hang out with you before Valentine's Day, this is my pre-Valentine, pre-self-love edition. This morning, I am joined by three other sexperts. Yes, you heard it. It's all about the sexperts today. I have Mr. Mo Beasley. I have Ms. Tazima Perez. I have Ms. Dirty Lola. So we're going to have an adult conversation about your access to love and intimacy. And of course, I hope you all know, if you've been listening to me, that that love begins with yourself. And we want you to know you have more control over your intimate life than what you may even realize. So it's also time to start moving away from the same old chocolates and flowers and dinner and a movie that is so played out. And it's time we took a mature approach to this month and or the days that honor love. So we are here to bring you some refreshing approaches to your relationships and your personal relationship with yourself. Some of you may not know where to begin, but let me tell you, I got you this morning. So real quick, because this is going to be such an exciting show, I want to tell you a little bit more about my guest. So Mo Beasley, he is a performance poet, a published author. He is an activist. He is an arts educator. He is a public speaker. He is founding producer of Mo Beasley's Urban Erotica, founder of New York City's longest running neo-burlesque variety show. He's a stage manager for Broadway's Bring the Noise and Bring in the Funk. Oh, he's done so much. So this show is going to be so exciting. All of this was accomplished during his 20-year stint as Brooklyn resident. And in 2018, Mo took love for live arts, activism, and education to South Florida as a technical director for the Adrian Arts Center and Performing Arts. So art is a leader in social evolution. And that is Mo Beasley's driving force in activism and education. Now, Dirty Lola, on the other hand, is a sex edutainer, speaker, self-proclaimed dildo slinger, known for her live sex ed question and answer show, Sex Ed-A-Go-Go, as co-host of New York's magazine's The Cut Sex Props web series. Lola has spent almost a decade working to end stigma and shame surrounding sex and sexuality. Having started her journey sharing personal discoveries with polyamory and kink, Lola uses her knowledge and warm candor in public platforms to teach the masses in person and the internet audience. So that is Dirty Lola. Then we also have the sex coach and pleasure mentor, Tazima Perez. She works with high achieving women over 35 who overthink, who overgive, you know who you are, and who end up totally overwhelmed. She creates space for women to identify their needs, prioritize pleasure, and go from resentful to radiant. Tazima draws communication tools and practices from her 20 years of research and experience to help women improve intimacy, increase confidence, and hold better boundaries. Listen, good people, we have the show for you this morning. So we're going to kick it off with a little I Want Your Sex by Boy George, or should I say George Michael. You remember that classic, because this show is going to be full. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be riveting. It's going to be sexy. And we can't wait to talk to all of you. So I want your sex, and I want you to stay tuned and listen. Take a listen. Yes, 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 George Michael. That was I Want Your Sex, because this is my pre-Valentine self-love, world love, black love, all love edition this morning. And, you know, we also have to take to a little national news. It's very important that we stay in tune on the global front. So let's take a listen to national news so we can get to the good stuff. Take a listen.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times. The bells tolled at the National Cathedral to mark a tragic milestone in the pandemic, 900,000 deaths. Later, members of Congress gathered on the steps outside the U.S. Capitol.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join Speaker Nancy Pelosi in a moment of silence and remembrance.
While the surge in cases from Omicron is slowing down, daily deaths still average 2,400. The U.S. Supreme Court reinstated new congressional maps in Alabama that district courts ruled violated the Voting Rights Act. Former Democratic State Senator Myron Penn argues the district lines are drawn based on race.
We have one black congressional member from Alabama, and the other six out of the seven happen to be white. One Democrat, the rest are Republicans. The 7th District in particular, it's 67 or 68% black voters there, which naturally dilutes the black vote in other counties.
It's the first case involving 2020 redistricting to reach the Supreme Court. Also on Monday, the Ohio Supreme Court rejected legislative maps that had been ordered to be redrawn, finding the second set violated the state constitution's prohibitions against partisan gerrymandering and fell short of its proportionality standards. The Ohio Redistricting Commission is now tasked with drawing a third set of maps. The U.S. House is expected to vote today on a new continuing resolution to extend current federal spending levels through March 11th. The government is currently operating on a continuing resolution that expires on February 18th. A bipartisan bill to ban mandatory arbitration in sexual harassment and assault cases brought by workers was passed by the House.
Many such victims, if given the choice, will choose to go to court. And why shouldn't they? In arbitration, they lose 98% of the cases.
That's New York Congressman Jerry Nadler. The bill has been in works since 2017 when the Me Too movement exposed how such clauses can shield abusers from accountability. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defended the Biden administration for not firing its top science advisor amid reports of bullying.
The president's objective is to prevent this behavior from ever happening again.
Office of Science and Technology Policy Chief Dr. Eric Lander apologized after an internal probe revealed allegations of demeaning behavior towards subordinates. The White House is being criticized for not following Biden's zero-tolerance pledge regarding inappropriate staff conduct. After meeting with representatives from the European Union, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. and its allies are united should Russia's aggression towards Ukraine intensify.
We will see what President Putin decides, but either way, he is going to find a Europe and United States that are fully aligned, fully coordinating, fully cooperative.
President Joe Biden echoed the sentiments after talks with Germany's chancellor and urged Americans to leave Ukraine. The White House says Russia has amassed 70% of the troops needed to launch a full-scale invasion. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Thank you so much for that, Mary. Really appreciate that national news. Now, what is also very important is that it will be 45 degrees today. The warm gods are smiling upon us this February. And this evening, we will have a low of 28, clear skies, winds about 5 to 10 degrees, approximately 5 to 10 miles per hour, not 5 to 10 degrees. And through the rest of the week, it's going to be relatively mild for February. So we are appreciating that. But most importantly, I want you to perhaps get a little pen and paper ready. There will be details, or you can listen to the replay in our archives. But today I am resetting the stage because this is my Valentine's edition. This is what's going on. I am Frenchie Davis, your host, this Tuesday and every Tuesday morning. And I bet you we'll say it like a choir. I want to say good morning to my guests. Good morning to Zima, Mo, and Dirty Lola.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy you all could join us this morning. You know, for some people, Valentine's Day is approaching. It is the day people love to hate. You know, it can be overwhelming for people. It can be, you know, sometimes we think it's overwhelming for single people, but it can be just as overwhelming for partner people. And so I said, you know, especially as an adult, you know, in my good summer middle years, you know, we have to have information and awareness on how to look at this day as, you know, 60s babies, as 70s babies, as 50 babies, and, you know, how things are so different for us than it is in our youth. Right. And so, you know, this isn't, I don't know, per se, a conversation for the Gen Zers or the millennials, but we're going to have an adult. We're going to have a grown folks conversation today. And so I definitely said, you know, I have to bring the squad in. I really need to bring the squad in. So let's start off. You know, what does Valentine's Day or this, because again, I wanted to acknowledge that it's not only Valentine's Day that's coming up, but it's Creative Romance Month, it's Body Awareness Month, it's National Condom Week, it's International Boost Self-Esteem Month. So what does this mean to you?
We're going to take that one first.
All right.
Well, I think these holidays, one, I think the awareness days are bringing more attention to what we need to pay attention to instead of the scripts that have been given to us so generously by mass media in corporate America. It is not about how much you can give or how expensive or the quality of the flowers or whatever the scripted thing is. It's what can you co-create outside of the expectations. And this can be a tremendous time to practice making requests. So if you do not like XYZ that this person is, or you don't like, you're allergic to roses, whatever the case may be, you can decide like, hey, I would prefer XYZ. I would prefer this, or I would prefer that. I want to have this kind of experience. This is how I want to feel. It can be a tremendous opportunity to communicate your needs and what you like.
Yay, I like that. Especially the co-create part. Yeah.
I told you she was going, I knew you guys were going to break this down. This is why I had to have all of you on the same platform. Mo, as a man, right? Because some men are just like, oh, this is just an expense. This is just a woman's holiday. So, you know, there's some disgruntledness. There's some, you know, I don't believe in it. But from the male perspective, speak to us for our fellow brethren out here, please.
See, why this is like being on a panel when white folks ask you to speak for all black people. I can't speak for all black people. So I can't speak for all men.
That's fair.
Black or otherwise. But I know that what is common is the financial pressure, because look, we're in a market-driven society. So Valentine's Day gets commercialized and it's all about how much you can spend. And as an artist, as an artist, then you use creativity. You know, you don't, because oftentimes as artists, you don't have that kind of money to be extravagant anyway, so you better be creative. I got away with it for 20 years in New York, producing urban erotica every Valentine's Day, so I was always working. and providing a space for everybody to celebrate. It's creativity. So I would say to any brothers listening, brothers, sisters, and others, that be creative and be communicative. Because again, I like the idea of Sister Paris saying being co-creative, because that's also, it was actually liberating in that moment to hear it, because men do feel the pressure to lead in what we gonna do in whatever relationship you're in, whatever. And that, I would love for us to be liberated from that, to go like, hey, what we going to do if we going to celebrate this thing or not? So that's my two cents for the moment.
Absolutely. Dirty Lola, how can we get dirty in an inexpensive space? holiday, Lisa, I mean, because I do have like one of the most creative squads here online with us. Good morning, good people. This is What's Going On here on WBAI New York, and this is our pre-Valentine edition. Dirty Lola, you know, nobody gets more creative than you sometimes. So with Sex Ed a Go-Go, give us some sex ed about, you know, how do we be creative? Because this is not about the expense. Right. I mean, it's really not. It's truly about the sentiment. And I think, you know, again, because of media, because of marketing, we've moved away from the sentiment. Speak to us, Dirty Lola.
It is. Well, it's already beginning. I work. One of my jobs is working in a sex shop, a cute little boutique in Brooklyn, and people are already starting. It was lovely, though. I had a couple come in last night shopping together. They were clearly co-creating. They came in. They were there after closing. And I was like, you are fine. Keep shopping. They did spend a lot of money, but it was clearly part of their celebration was picking things out together, looking at things, you know, talking about it. And I was like, don't rush. I want you to have space and get what you need. But you don't have to go drop a whole lot of money. I tell people, coming to the sex shop together, period. Just coming, having that be your exploration, looking at things together, talking about things, asking questions, having that be your moment where you can say like, oh, what is this? Or how can we incorporate this? Or we've been curious about this, but didn't know how we could bring this in. That in itself can be a date, because, you know, especially if you're in the right sex shop, a lot of the shops now, they don't look like your CD sex shop that you're thinking, you know, you're thinking about from back in the day.
We have evolved.
Right, we have. I mean, and that still exists if that's what you want, because I do not yuck anybody's yum. And if you want that, New York can give it to you all. But but there are a lot more spaces where you can feel sexy and vibrant and come in and have all of the, your senses being, you know, stimulated. And so that could be a lovely night out. I've had people come in. A lot of people will go to dinner first, go somewhere, and then come into the sex shop and walk around and buy something together. I tell men, I'm like, stop buying lingerie that you don't know the size. If she did not write the sizes down for you and measurements, and you don't have a picture of her, because I'm a big girl. I'm not all big girls, like Mo said, and I can't tell you how many men come in and they're like, she's kind of your size. I'm like, but is she? Is she though? And they try to hold things up like, I think. And I'm like, get her a gift card. Get her, we have a lot of really beautiful Valentine's cards that are also art. And I'm like, why don't you get a card? Why don't you get a gift card and then write a note that you want to bring her back and explore with her? That I think she would appreciate that way more than I'm like, come and say, I want you to try things on for me in the dressing room. Cause we allow that. Like, you can go in. You don't have to bring home the nightie that you're not even sure it fits, or everybody's so afraid of bringing home the wrong size. And I get it. Cause if she's not a large and you bring home a large, cause you weren't sure. Right. But I always say, hey, just tell her it runs small and we told you to buy it, like, just in case, because it's true. Some things do run small, but I feel like there is the pressure, and you see the look on the faces when they come in and they're like, I gotta buy a piece of lingerie.
I stopped buying lingerie because it's off in like milliseconds. Right. So right. I don't really, I may wear some type of lingerie, like going out to a party, but I don't, you know, wear it for my partner because he don't see it. Right. He's like,
that's a shame. It's so Lord, I like incorporating the lingerie in the playtime. Why would you do that?
But I also think, you know, we have to get into the intimate meditations, right? Just put on the right music, put you some pillows down on the floor, and sit between each other's legs, look into each other's eyes, feel each other breathe, rest in each other's senses. Try doing that for an hour. I mean, it's so much. You might not even make it a half an hour because it can be so overwhelming, but just taking that moment to be in the presence of one another, block out the kids, throw the kids away, you know, throw the phone away for this time being, sit into each other, actually sit into each other, like, not including sex, just actually sitting into one another is just like, listen, you know, because
yeah.
Hugs are so therapeutic, but inexpensive. We take it for granted.
Yeah. And I love what you're saying, Frenchie. And there's this way that people are trying to get to this finish line. People are very goal-oriented when it comes to sex. And there is so much more to sex than just like getting something in something. You know, it's not about that. There is so much more connection available. And Frenchie, the way that you were describing that scenario, that is more of a feminine approach to the sexual act and the sexual experience. And that gets left out of the narrative that we're given through porn and, you know, Hollywood and fairy tales. Like, there's this, we have to get to this place that is identified as this specific activity. And it's not. You can create whatever you would like. And there is, when you take that time to slow down, everyone can increase their sensation. If you increase your presence through your senses, then all of that can set the stage for more enjoyment. So whatever you're trying to get to, whatever activity is that you're trying to get to, is actually enhanced by you slowing it down and you being more present.
Ooh, and Dr. Paris.
Hey.
Yes, yes. So listen, we have to open up our phone lines because I know our listeners is like, what? And this is your opportunity.
But I got to put a button on that. Because yes. Dr. Paris, you like, I heard you say the joy is the journey. Don't even have a destination. Just think the joy is the journey. Don't have a destination. We're going to get to wherever we're going to get to. We might not even get there, but long as we stay on the road.
Yes. You know, you can have guidelines, but don't put it on a timeline.
Right. I like that. I like that. But I want to also say there is good porn that is made for everyone in the room now.
Yes, indeed.
And talk about
we
it.
We have Ooh. Amazing Black people like Jet Setting Jasmine and Keen Noir making
them
sultry. Like
they're supposed to be on our show hopefully soon.
Oh, yes. And that can be part of the journey. I mean, I love when you said that's the feminine approach, but I think part of the co-creating is like, let's make a room, a movie night. Let's get the bed set. We can lay each other's arms. Let's watch it. Like, let's not try to emulate it, but let's be turned on by it. Let's talk about it. But watch the whole thing. Cause a lot of porn, if you actually watch good porn, there's a whole lead up. There's a whole setup. There's a whole sensuous part that leads into the acts of it. You know, it's not like when you watch if you're on those free porn sites, they cut out all of that and you just get stuff.
But yeah, you're making a good love stew right there. You're making a good love stew.
Lola, can I ask for academic purposes, could you share some links?
We can get that too. We're going to bring in our callers, 212-209-2877. There is more of this conversation to come. This is our pre-Valentine's edition. This is our self-love edition. So, you know, who else to bring in but a little Al Green? So let's listen to an Al Green. Let's stay together, and then we will take your calls at 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. This is What's Going On. I'm Frenchie Davis, your host with the most amazing sexperts. Stay tuned. Here's Let's Stay Together. Let's stay together. Let's love together. And togetherness is also inclusive of yourself. Sometimes we so easily leave out ourselves and that and the pressure to be partner. And then you have partner people who wish they were single. I mean, it's just a plethora of indifferences and skewed perspectives about, you know, what it's like to either be partnered or what it's like to either be single. No type of relationship is more important than the other. They both have the most equal value. And so I think it's very important that we acknowledge that. You know, and speaking of self-love, you know, if you're not in a relationship, guys, what are some tips to honor your single self?
I'll take this one because this is what it's
Dirty Lola. Yes.
Because I'm polyamorous and I do have a partner, but he does not live here. And I consider myself solo poly because I manage my own life. but one of the things that I've done is I start plotting early. You know, sometimes you need distraction because it's hard. It's a lot of messages. And even if you're, which is, I think, why a lot of us do take that. This ain't nothing holiday. Like, I hate it. Because a lot of it is hard to, you know, you see all the stuff and everything's aimed at couples. But I think you can look at it as a self-love holiday. I am working because, again, the sex shop is going to be popping. So we're going to be there. But I planned a date with a friend on, like, right before everything starts to go to a beautiful little Black woman-owned and run CBD shop in Brooklyn to go do a little shopping for some things to help with relaxing. Those same women also run a wine store, so we will be visiting the wine store. And we're going to go to a cheese shop we like, and we're going to make a whole little thing because the plan is to have things set up for myself. So when I come in from helping everybody else have a good night, I can relax and I have a little wine and I'll have my little cheese and I can have my little CBD and then I can run a bath and like treat myself. And that's how I'm like, treat yourself like you would a lover. That's what would I do for a lover? I'm going to do that for me.
Mm, I'm going to take that. Beautiful.
I love that.
That is beautiful. 212-209-2877. We are talking about self-love. This is our pre-Valentine's Day edition. This is Body Self-Esteem Awareness Month as well. You know, I think sometimes we're, again, like you said, you know, so caught up in the materialism of it, the media of it, and we've forgotten, like, you know, we live in some very scenic, amazing cities. Discover a place that you have not been before. Take that walk and come back and make Irish coffees at night, you know, to warm up your bodies. You know, go somewhere with questions to get to know one another. Again, this is not about breaking the bank. It's it's really about that exploration. And like I said, I try to be as inclusive with our brethren as possible, because for so long they've really been left out of the conversation, even though, you know, the history of Valentine's Day was about Saint Valentine during the Roman era, and the leader of the Roman Empire, I'm trying to recall his name, the Emperor Claudius II, you know, he banned marriages and relationships because he wanted to ensure that people were not engaged in their families or engaged in love, so they would become warriors. He needed those soldiers. And so he would ban marriages in those relationships so people would stay focused. And so St. Valentine was like, or Valentine was like, you know, this isn't cool. And there's more than one Valentine, by the way. But he was like, this isn't cool. And he continued to, he was a priest, and he continued to marry these people despite what the emperor was requesting, yeah, which is what led to his death, which is, you know, and so I think in that type of story, we can, you know, put the highlight about how men really do love and cherish love. And we seldom get to discuss that narrative. And I'm honored because I know so many loving men. And I have to say that I'm spoiled and I feel a bit entitled because I've been so exposed to that, you know. So I definitely like to make sure that our brethren are included in this narrative. Mo, what do you think about that?
I think I'm very happy for you and everybody who has that. There's a lot of brothers that we still need to bring along in this conversation. Mm-hmm. As you were talking, I was like, okay, how do we get some of the cats I know, especially the cats I grew up with? You know, it's sometimes this is as you said, you feel entitled. Sometimes I feel like this is a privileged conversation between us woke folk or us educated folks or adventurous folks. But I know when I go back home to my cousin and them back in Boston, they just like, what are you talking about? And so how do we, like Malcolm would say, how we make it plain? You know, so that mama and auntie and them feel good about this too, and doing this too. And uncle, more importantly, the uncle feels good about being sensual. And like the idea when you said that, when someone said that men should treat themselves like their date for Valentine's Day, I was like thinking of my uncle who's a who's a mechanic, going like, how would I get Uncle Brown to do that? Mm-hmm. And I think the work for us to do next, mm-hmm. is to get the folks from around, the brothers and sisters from around, the brothers from around the way to get to, mm-hmm. that place, you know? And it might be a special meeting with the deacons. You know, I actually was in a men's ministry. Mm-hmm. I was in a men's ministry meeting way back in early 2000s, and took some Urban Erotica flyers to the meeting and was going to hide them. But then I was like, well, I'm not ashamed of what I do. So I left them out on the table, and the whole men's ministry conversation became about sexuality. And I was like, so what would happen if we did that? Was by accident. What would happen if we intentionally showed up and said, we're going to have a conversation about, mm-hmm. our sexuality, brothers, in what usually it seemed to be a much more prudish and unsensual gathering of men. You know, so that's what I think. We need to take it to the men's ministry meetings.
Well, that's beautiful. And also, you know, we have to start young with our boys, right?
Yes.
How many of our, yes. boys are receiving hug and affirmations and love? So I can understand how they don't grow up into it or feel it, or then it becomes transactional, right? I need to give you this so you can give me some of that, you know, right. And as opposed to let's both meet each other with our needs. And we oftentimes grow boys up in such a transactional space. And so, again, I'm with you, Mo. I understand how it can get there. And maybe if there were more programs to say, nope, this time it's going to be about the men. This time it's solely going to be about you. This time I'm going to run your bath water, put some Epsom salt in there, clip some sunflowers, soak it in, add a little honey in there, and just, you know, let you bathe your troubles away. That's what I'm going to do for you this time, brother, because I care. Even if you just cash at them and said, hey, lunch is on me today.
Yeah. Ooh.
Thank you for being you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for being you.
Or even, right? For kids, yeah. Like you said, it starts with our kids, and I have nieces, mm-hmm. and nephews, and one of the things is I treat them equal. So I did Valentine's early because they live in another state. So I went to visit. Everybody got a gift. I didn't just give the girls a gift. Everybody got candy. Everybody got a little something. Yay. And it was, you know, tailored to what and not a boy gift, but it was like, he likes dragons. So I got him a shirt with a dragon on it, you know, but it was like, you mean something to me. You're special. I wrote him a card, just like I wrote the nieces a card. And I told their moms, I'm like, make sure that you also treat them the same way you're treating your girls, because this holiday should be for them as well. And it's a moment for you to say I love you, and a moment to like give hugs and spend some time with them, to like let them see that they're worthy of what their sisters are getting, and don't start that schism of like, well, your boy, you don't get these things. Because I think that's important.
Absolutely. 212-209-2877 for anyone who wants to chime in with our special guests. We have Tazima Paris, Dirty Lola, and Mo Beasley. And this is our pre-Valentine edition, so I hope that you're taking notes. Tazima, what were you going to say?
What I'm hearing under here, and what I'm always feeling and always teaching, is that what we're talking about is moving beyond the transaction and moving beyond specific scripted activities. And we're actually moving more toward a sensual way of being, having access to our sensuality is accessed through the senses. Being present and pleasure that we feel arrives through our senses. When we feel sensual, we feel pleasure, it's because our senses are being stimulated. Everything that you were talking about, Frenchie, in your scenario, was tapping into sight, sound, sensation, you know, physical touch, all of these pieces that tend to get put to the wayside when we're trying to make an impression. We have we have an intention on how we want to feel by giving these gifts. Like, I want to this person to feel my love by giving this gift, but you could also tap into your sensuality, which is cheap, and it will enhance everything that you are already wanting to do. So if you up the sensuality game by stimulating all the senses and take time to figure out what it is that would stimulate all the senses, and also make sure that your partner or whoever you're with is not allergic to the things that I mean, you got to be sensitive to your partner. And you, as a friend of mine says, you got to listen with Christmas ears. But that is to say, like,
I love it.
Attention to what works for them.
Yeah.
So that you can actually bring something that is pleasurable for them.
Yeah. We need a checklist. Make sure you know the size. Make sure you know the allergies.
But also have a conversation. I've seen so many women who get mad because they did a whole bunch of stuff and their partner came home and kind of just like grabbed their plate and went to another, you know. But did you tell them it was a special night? Did you tell them you're not doing what you always do, which is sit in front of the TV and watch, eat while you eat dinner? Did you tell them that you're putting effort in tonight? Because if you have that, start that conversation of, hey, tonight is going to be different when you get home. I'm making some good food and, you know, a little bit special. We're eating on real plates tonight and there's not going to be any TV. And I'd like you to put your phone away when you get in. You have to set it up because sometimes we come home and we have the blinders on because it's been a long day and we're just like, okay, this is what we always do. But if you want that, sometimes you got to like front load it. You can't just expect people to walk in the house and realize what's happening. And I love that. I love a good, people don't look at it as like, oh, you have to tell them. It's like, yes, like just spreading it along. That's
set the expectation. Running. Also screenless dates.
Yes,
because we're not ready for a screenless date, like no TV, no phone, no iPhone watch, no laptop, like get rid of your screens. You have the screen as a mediator in your relationship because you truly do not want to talk and communicate about what is really going on between the two of you. So we have to get beyond the screen, right? We have to have those screenless dates. And set time aside for one another. And it's interesting because when I think about how things are transactional and when I'm usually involved with someone, I try to not have the expectation of going out and spending money. Have you ever had a transactionless date where you actually just spend time just getting to know one another, because we're so quick, you know, they didn't take me out. I don't know, you know, like that you can do when you're actually in a relationship and you determine that you have that type of special connection with that person, but everything begins so transactional. So it's no surprise when we end up in the space expecting people to prove their love through what they spend. And this isn't, you know, this isn't about, we got to be careful of those traps because when times get tough and you don't have those things or you got to, you know, tighten up for that wedding day, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
When you've only had a transactional relationship.
My best date was at a CVS. I'm not even, was during the pandemic, there was nowhere to go. When we were in lockdown, York was closed. There was no bar. There was no restaurant. It was too cold. We were actually going to walk the boardwalk, but it was too cold. And I said, you know what? I'm going to let my free flag fly. I like going to drugstores. They're my happy space. And I was like,
she didn't even say Target. She said CVS.
I do. I was like, do you like drugstores? And he said, yeah, I do. I like going and kind of just zoning out. And I'm like, there's a really good CVS around the corner. And we went to the drugstore and we walked around and we talked. We were in there for an hour, like talking. I was shopping for myself, like I needed things for the house. But I was just like, we were talking and looking at things and we were in our masks and we were still kind of, because we had agreed we would stay a little distance because, you know, we hadn't. But it was the best day. And after we got a coffee and we didn't want to leave and we're standing outside in the cold and we're like, he's like, okay, I'm going to get tested. You get tested. And then can we see each other? He's like, beautiful. I'll pick you up so you don't have to take the train so we can have like an in-person, no mask date. But that set the table. And if
I had a date at Whole Foods. I didn't even believe him because I was like, well, what are we doing today? He was like, I figured, you know, we stop over at Whole Foods. And I laughed because, and next thing I know, we're pulling in the garage. And I'm like, oh, you were serious. He was like,
I like the juices. And I was like, Heather,
if you can't love me at my Whole Foods, you're not going to love me at my Le Bernardin. Like, this
we went to that juice bar.
And the juices
bar.
Flow so much better at the Whole Foods.
Listen, we went to that juice bar and we sat, and I was like, this cat really took me to Whole Foods.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
And the best.
Yes.
The best is,
yes.
You know, and you know, sometimes you got to say, you know, the man that loves you without touching you is the man that loves you the most. Ooh, and sometimes, you know, we haven't even just considered the patience of it, like the waiting, the mystery, the, you know, the working for it, you know, that intimate struggle that you're enjoying, you know, and so. Yeah, it was great. But usually is when, because people's like, well, y'all ain't been out. And I was like, no, but we are. We've been into each other. Mm-hmm. No, we have not been out, but we have been in and into each other.
Yes. The out gets in the way. Yeah. The out gets in the way. The what am I wearing to this restaurant? Yeah. How much is going to cost? Yeah. Listen, you know, I mean, but that's, I think, what one thing the pandemic taught me was you have to make it work and find the person that can make it work with you. Like finding somebody who was so excited about seeing me, who we had been doing nothing but doing phone dates because that's all we had. We couldn't do anything else. Who was like, I will meet you in the cold. I will meet you. Let's go to the drugstore. When we finally had time together, like alone in a bedroom, it was so much more because that we had already had all these intimate and there was a lot of the drumming up to it. I mean, if there's a silver line with COVID brought back the like courting, COVID brought back the like, we have to get to know each other because I got to make sure you're worth possibly getting COVID for. Oh, like, are you worth leaving the house for? Are you, you know, that, that became
you
going
to take
so,
my temperature and blow my nose? Yes.
Right.
For real. For real.
And shout out to Snow Pants. Okay. Because you can have an outdoor little walk situation with the right gear.
Yes.
Okay. And that is what I have experienced. So Lolo, Dirty Lolo was indoors. I was outdoors. And it's a fabulous time if I'm not cold, because I am a tropical flower. I do not like the cold.
Talk about it.
With Snow Pants and the proper gear, a good hat, good gloves, good boots, you know.
And then when you come inside, you can take it off of each other. Look at that. Come out. Come through.
Come through, Snow Pants. Come through with the romance, Snow Pants.
It's for it. But also, when you go on a brisk cold walk, like the stimulation that you get, the endorphins that are increasing, you're talking about your health. But when you come in, you know, grab you some apple cider with... I get a fifth of bourbon, some bullet bourbon, and then make you a hot toddy. You can get cinnamon sticks, and then you just come in, like I said, turn on that Al Green, turn on that
Sade. Yes, I'm going to need the recipe book. We're going to need this.
That is so simple. And then you just come in and you warm up to that moment. And it didn't, you know, again, it doesn't break the bank. It's just about that intimacy. So I have to say, because it's time for us to go, I have to bring you all back to, you know, somehow we're going to have to continue this conversation. But I want each of you to say where our listeners can follow you, how they can contact you, and maybe something about Valentine's Day.
Okay. First of all, thank you, Frenchie, for inviting us to this conversation. This was dope. You can find me at I Am Mo Beasley on Instagram or IAMMoBeasley@gmail.com. And you said ideas for Valentine's Day. Read a book together. I actually had a COVID shutdown date after we were vaccinated and read Cicely Tyson's autobiography. Ooh. Which was dope.
You're so romantic. Come on, Mo.
It was, Mo. I'm just, there was, that was.
Stimulate my brain, Mo. Stimulate.
And then just that, I mean, I come from Black theater. Like, that's my roots. And so to read these stories, and it was her idea to read this because she had just bought the book. And so it took me back to the legends that I grew up working under, and just them as kids early in New York City doing the theater, doing the scene, the theater scene in New York City. It just continued to blossom and evolve. It was, yeah.
Beautiful. Tazima, how about you? Where can our listeners find you, and what's your V-Day advice?
Yeah. So I am on all the social medias as Tazima Paris. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook.
And Paris is spelled with two R's.
PARRIS. And you can find me at my website, which is infinite, like the infinity sign, infiniterelating.com. And as far as Valentine's Day, my main tip is to bump up the sensation stimulation. Whatever it is, make it smell good, make it taste good, make it look good, make it smell good, make it feel good.
Make it clap.
And then clapping may ensue. Just saying. Clapping may ensue.
Okay, again. I'm sorry, Dirty say it again, Lola. Doctor. What was that list again?
Dirty Lola, how about you? Where can our listeners find you, and what's your V-Day advice?
All right. Y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Dirty Lola. And my website is dirtylola.co, dirtylola.co. And you can find out more about me and how to work with me there. My advice for Valentine's is, just remember, it is a love holiday. So whether it be love for each other or yourself or your kids or whoever, just remember to put some love into it. Because if you keep that in mind, everything else will follow.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Again, I want to thank our guests, Tazima Paris, Dirty Lola, and Mo Beasley. I am Frenchie Davis, your host here on What's Going this Tuesday. And every Tuesday morning, you know, I bring what's going on to you. And my V-Day advice, you can Google a yes, no, maybe list. Yes, no, maybe list. And you go down this list with your partner and you review all the intimate activities that you want to engage in, and you exchange lists so that you find your intimate compatibilities. So until next week, you all have a beautiful day. Stay warm, stay blessed, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. I'm Frenchie Davis here on What's Going On, WBAI 99.5.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Heat waves and storms, floods and fires. Climate change will affect all communities, but in diverse ways. To help people understand what's expected where they live, the nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics created a free online tool called Neighborhoods at Risk.
It identifies vulnerabilities in every single community and county in the United States.
Patty Hernandez is Headwaters Executive Director. She says people can use the tool to learn about flooding vulnerability, extreme heat, and other climate risks for their town or neighborhood. It also provides racial and socioeconomic data. For example, the percentage of people in an area who live in poverty, lack health insurance, or are elderly. She says this information can help decision makers create plans to protect those who are most vulnerable during climate disasters or may have the hardest time recovering afterward.
We're very aware that too often climate resilience programs fail to help rural and low-income communities and communities of color. And we have the opportunity to invest in communities and neighborhoods that are being left behind.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
36 degrees in New York City, going up to a high of 47 degrees today. You're tuned to 99.5 FM, WBAI, and WBAI.org on the web. What's going on with Frenchie Davis? An amazing show today, an amazing conversation with laughter. CBS, oh my goodness, that was great. Clapping may ensue. A smile on my face. And I know yours as well. We are commercially free and listener supported. Please do what you can to support this radio station, WBAI, this program, What's Going On Today with Frenchie Davis.